Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the Coin Monks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. IRA Financial hacked for $36 million in Bitcoin and Ethereum. Canada invokes Emergencies Act, new restrictions include crypto. Chingari integrates native token to advance Web3 social networking. Chinese tech giants cautiously invest in the metaverse. So let's start off with our refresh feed. Firstly, IRA Financial was hacked and $36 million in Bitcoin and Ethereum were stolen. On February 8, hackers stole $21 million in Bitcoin and $15 million in Ethereum from the retirement accounts of IRA Financial Trust. Let's have a look at how they've dealt with the situation. IRA Financial Trust tweeted on February 8, 2022 that it has uncovered suspicious behavior affecting a small number of its customers who had accounts on the Gemini cryptocurrency exchange. We have issued individual notice to all affected consumers and have separately alerted non-impacted customers, according to them. We are unable to respond to specific inquiries due to the current investigation. The identical notification may now be seen on the company's website. People joined IRA Financial Trust with the goal of building a cryptocurrency portfolio. Unfortunately, other individuals reported that their retirement funds had been depleted, frozen, and locked with no explanation as to what would happen next. Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss controlled IRA Financial or Gemini, a crypto exchange and custodian where their crypto was housed. They've started planning a reaction to the recent crypto breach. Users have been contacting news media and regulators questioning how they could have possibly lost millions of dollars on February 8 when an alleged bad actor began taking cash from Gemini in bulk. The alleged victims claim to be stuck in a labyrinth of inadequate information which further complicates an already difficult scenario. As a consequence, some people get brief email updates from IRA Financial every now and again, while others have to phone every day. So jumping to our next segment, in the midst of weeks of trucker demonstrations that have paralyzed the country, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act. In the face of such widespread demonstrations, the act will provide Canada's federal government extra temporary powers, and it will be the first time the act has been used since its establishment in 1988. Let's have a look at how it will impact the crypto market. The statute also gives Canadian banks the right to freeze the cash of people who are suspected of being the part of the Freedom Convoy, according to the Act. However, at this early stage, the long-term impact of these new limits on cryptocurrency payment providers is yet unclear. In a news conference on Monday, Canada's Finance Minister, Chrystia Freeland, discussed the federal government's plans to expand the scope of existing anti-money laundering and terror financing rules to include crowdfunding programs and payment providers. Protesters against Trudeau's COVID-19 directives have raised up to $19 million through crowdfunding platforms such as GiveSendGo and GoFundMe. The authorities prohibited these money from reaching the protesting convoys in order to keep control of the accumulated monies, which led them to arrange another round of fundraising, this time using Bitcoin. Freeland said of the ACR's expansion, these amendments encompass all sorts of transactions, including digital assets like cryptocurrency. She also added the unlawful blockheads have highlighted the fact that some of the payment service providers they utilize are not completely captured under the Proceeds of Crime and Terrorist Financing Act, she continued. Moreover, Chingari, an Indian social networking site with 100 million users, has been in the news lately. It has revealed plans to improve the experience of its creative economy by integrating a local digital assets, Gary, and a cryptocurrency wallet through the Solana blockchain. Let's have a look at what they're up to. The Chingari user interface, which translates to Spark in Urdu and Hindi, a branding that matches the flame icon, is frequently compared to popular Western entertainment services TikTok, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts because of its primary focus on short-timed, infinitely accessible video content. Gary, a Solana program library asset, will be used to connect and transact with their counterparties, place governance votes, and drive platform engagement and user base expansion, according to a team member of Chingari. The objective is to provide technology tools for both makers and watchers on the Chingari app to connect directly with one another, as well as to allow all Chingari app users to participate in the long-term direction of the social economy affecting the Gary token. They also announced intentions to build an NFT marketplace in the future, where creators would be able to mint their movies, sell them as NFT, and get Gary. In addition, the Indian government has taken a hard position against the recognition of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum as legal money, preferring to focus on the sustainability of the digital rupee, a government-backed, central-backed digital currency. So ending up with our final segment for today, the metaverse is undoubtedly one of the most important trends and phrases in today's tech industry, and Chinese tech behemoths aren't sitting on the sidelines watching events unfold. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked. Meta Platforms Inc., Google, and GameStop Corporation, among other American IT giants, have openly stated and specified their plans to enter the metaverse. While Chinese finances are presently being utilized to investigate this emerging trend in technology, figuring out how to incorporate the metaverse remains a key challenge that most Chinese companies are attempting to overcome. The metaverse is the social network's future. All of China's IT behemoths must embrace it in order to develop new methods to engage the younger generation of internet users, which is crucial at a time when their business models on smartphones and mobile internet are maturing. Winston Ma, managing partner of CloudTree Ventures, told CNBC, "The metaverse universe is still in its infancy and there are no clear signs of where it will go in the next decade. According to estimates, China's metaverse might be worth $8 trillion in the near future, and firms now delivering virtual reality, gaming and social media such as Alibaba and ByteDance will not want to be left behind." So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.